So the countdown is on to the Oscar Traynor Cup clash between the Inishowen League and the Donegal League this weekend. And in the Inishowen League hot seat, there's a new man this year. Andrew Foley has taken charge. And Andrew, Dermot O'Brien, having been there for well over a decade and enjoyed quite some success with Inishowen teams down through the years, he's taking a back seat. The Inishowen League put out expressions of interest. You applied, so what interested you in the position?
What interested me in the position initially really was the unbelievable opportunity presented up there. Is they've got a fantastic group of players up there, and they're really, really keen to push on. A lot of them have had great success, be it at national level or be it at a local level with Buncrana Hearts or Coquhoun and a lot of the Premier Divisions up there in recent years. And when you look at what maybe Inishowen has achieved as a league in the Oscar Traynor over the more recent times, they've maybe come up a little bit short. I think Donegal have beaten them pretty well over the last couple of years. And they're really trying, when I spoke to Dermot initially, I think they're really trying to look back at maybe 2015 when they pushed on and they saw how well that they can do once they get everybody together and pushing in the same direction. So the history that I've got with a lot of the players up there, I thought that there was really a huge opportunity to put something really, really solid together and have a good cut off it this year.
Yeah, now you're based in Letterkenny, and you know the local scene pretty well. You were involved with Finn Harps several years ago and with the under-17 squad, and along with the late Ollie Horgan, and very much part of the setup at Harps. So you know quite a lot of these players, all right.
Yeah, look, there's not many players now. To be fair, when I was in with Ollie, we would have had more than half an eye on the local scene up there, and a lot of the players that I'm pulling in and that Eamon obviously is calling in with the Donegal League have experience at League of Ireland level, it's been very, very eye opening to see the level that's out there with the boys in the Premier Division up in Inishowen. There's really the makings of a serious, serious outfit up there if we get everybody together and on the same page.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot now about this new third tier in the National League, below the First Division and the Premier. And in some respects, maybe the Oscar Traynor Cup is kind of like a third tier cup, because it's really the cream of the crop when it comes to junior clubs and those below the National Airtricity League level.
It is. It absolutely is. Look, there's a variety of reasons why guys that play at you know, the likes of a Bonagie or the likes of a Letterkenny Rovers or a Buncrana Hearts or a Coquhill Celtic or a Kilmany, the reason they play for the junior clubs is maybe the commitment. It's never really an attitude or an ability thing. It's typically a commitment issue. I'm obviously from Wexford, and Wexford won the Oscar Traynor last year, and a lot of guys on that Oscar Traynor team would have been in the Wexford FC team that I was part of in 2015 that won the First Division. And the level of talent that's in the Oscar Traynor is absolutely unbelievable, to be fair now. And a lot of guys have experience and proper experience. I mean, you know, there's the likes of Gareth Harkin there for the Donegal League, who's got, you know, several hundred appearances at senior level. So there's no doubting that the ability of the players will be on show this weekend.
Now, when you were assembling the squad for the Inishowen League, was it a case of when you put the word out, you know, players were instantly showing the interest? People know just what this competition's about. I presume it hasn't been too hard to get people involved.
No, absolutely not. To be fair, the buy-in from the players was almost immediate. We haven't had to try to convince or coerce anybody to come in. The boys have been absolutely fantastic. Everybody that we've asked to come in has been superb. And look, we've tried to be cognizant of their club schedules as well and work around it, so we're not overworking the players, and we're not increasing the risk of them picking up a knocking with us when, you know, the clubs depend on them every week. So look, we've been fortunate with the buy-in so far anyway. But look, it'll all come to a head this Sunday, and then in the second leg as to what we've really put together. But so far, so good. Absolutely everybody we've asked to come in on board has been in. Everybody will play a huge part, and I'm sure there'll be one or two more who come in over the course of the Oscar Traynor competition for us that will do really, really well for us, because there's a couple of lads that I probably could have called in the first instance but haven't. because they need to get a few more games for their clubs. And look, those lads are very much in our thoughts and plans at the moment as well.
And what sort of preparations have you had? Have you had a number of sessions? Have you had a number of friendlies? Or what's actually happened?
No, we've actually made a deliberate choice not to play any friendlies in the build-up. We've had a couple of sessions up in McGinn Park, and we've got a fantastic staff in. So, you know, the guys that we've got in are all pretty experienced. They all know the game, and more importantly, they all know each other. And so what we've kind of done is work on putting a bit of shape on them and a bit of organisation on them, because their club sides, be it Hearts, be it Kilmarnock, or be it Coquille or Illies, or wherever it is they're from, have them in fantastic condition. All of the players are fantastic condition, so we don't need to do anything along the lines of fitness work or anything like that. So it's all very much organisationally based, and we're very much trying to build on what they already do for their clubs rather than something, you know, that's brand new that maybe they haven't seen before. So we're not really trying to reinvent the wheel, if you get me.
Now, the format's changed a little bit this year. The winners of this game between yourselves and the Donegal Junior League will be going straight through to the semi-finals. So it may mean less games on the path to the final, but in some ways, you know, that is an added carrot this year to be getting straight through to a semi-final.
It is an added carrot. I mean, Donegal did a great job of it last year. I think they were beaten by Mayo last year in it, but I mean, we're not looking too far beyond Donegal this coming weekend and then in mid-December. We are aware that there's less games to play. I mean, again, to reference Wexford, they have to come through maybe five or six games before they even get out of Leinster. Or if they get out of Leinster, maybe I should put it. There is less games for us should we get through against Donegal, but we're not counting any chickens at all. We're very much focused on this weekend.
Yeah, now it's a two-legged affair. How much does home advantage come into things in a fixture like this?
I'll tell you in a couple of weeks is probably the best way of putting it. Look, we're very familiar with Ballyar. We're very familiar. The lads all know McGinn Park inside out, and look, McGinn is looking absolutely beautiful, and it's a perfect venue for a huge game like that in the middle of December. Look, we're very much treating this as the two-legger that it is. There's not going to be much between the two teams, I don't think, over the two legs. So we're just trying to focus on doing everything we can and to put ourselves in the best position to get a good result for the Inishowen League.
Yeah, and fair to say, both teams, it's not just an 11-man game. This is very much a squad occasion, and no doubt we'll see a few subs over the two legs as well, because there is strength and depth on both benches.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you only have to look at what Donegal have with the depth that's available in the Donegal League. Clubs down St. Catharines, you've got all these players that are playing week in, week out, so you know, they might be subs, be it for the Donegal League or for ourselves, but the boys that we're pulling in are starters for their own clubs. They're huge players for their own clubs. They carry a lot of responsibility for their own clubs. And look, we'll be looking for absolutely everybody, like you said, Chris, to put the shoulder to the wheel in both games and drive Inishowen on and get a positive result. But yeah, we've probably got 22, 23, 24 in. We can only pick the 18 for the first leg, but as you said, every single man that's in the 22-23 you've got in will play some sort of a part, I'm sure, because we've got guys that are highly specialised in what they do, and different game situations will call for guys over other guys, and that's just the reality of the way it is.
And finally, just while we have you on, tell us a little bit about your role with Portadown Football Club. You were appointed there as the, I think it was their first ever full-time academy manager back in September.
Yeah, look, it's another learning curve. I've managed academies over in the Middle East for a couple of years. This again is a new league, a new area, a new town, a new club, and so I'm very much getting to grips with all of that and learning the ropes, as it were. The club have been absolutely fantastic, but the kind of the depth and talent that's available down in Portadown and a club of the stature that it has, they're going quite well in the Premiership at the moment. It's our kind of responsibility now to maybe meet the level that the first team have set and try to get some players up and through, a lot like what Kevin has done for years at Harps, where they've got a super successful academy at the moment, where you've got two or three of the boys who just over in Qatar at the moment, be it Corey or Gav. We're looking maybe to follow that kind of a blueprint where the local talent is there. They just maybe need the little bit of extra help and support that the club can offer them, and then the exposure, obviously, at first team. But look, like I'm sure Kev will be the first to admit, it is a slow process and it does take time. But yeah, it's exciting, and when you're working with young people and people who are full of enthusiasm, it always makes everyday work a lot easier.
Well, thanks for joining us this evening, Andrew. We wish you the best of luck both with Portadown and, of course, with the Inishowen League over those two legs. It'll be interesting. And no matter what happens, I'd say it's fair to say that it's all a far cry from the 7 years in the Arabian Gulf and the weather you enjoyed over there compared with here.
I'm looking at snow gathering on my windscreen at the moment, Chris. So yeah, there wasn't much of that now. There wasn't much of that in Abu Dhabi. But look, this is where I'm from, and this is reality. So look, we're getting used to it. It's probably the best way of putting it.